This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the correct English. And then I could answer that, or I could... is that really a question? Who's got whom? Yeah, that is a good question. Would you like to have an answer to that question? It's the Good Day program. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen. Tuesday, the 8th, and... Let's see, 21 and 8 of the 29th. That's how I find out what day it is. I do some addition. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Hello. My friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here. Those are both Irish names, are they not? You two Irish together?
I am, yeah. My dad's from Ireland.
All right. And how about you?
Mine is German, as far as I know.
Really? Schillen is German? Oh.
It's okay, got the double N.
Double N? Does that mean German if there are two N's on the end of it?
That's what they say.
Really? Huh. Got to get that straightened out. Well, now we get into the heavy stories of the day. Whether or not Ted Cruz has had an affair with five different women, does that matter to you? That's sort of a rhetorical question, like who's been sleeping with whom, and does it have any bearing on whether he ought to be the Republican standard bearer? So let me give you the what might be considered the standard male answer to that or response. I am not most people who listen to the program know, I don't have the standard male response to things like this, although I would tell you that this wouldn't be my chief reason for not voting for this guy. There are lots of other reasons that make it easy for me not to vote for him. I don't need this. But is that insensitive? Does that make me sound like I'm a chauvinist or a sexist or whatever? I don't think it does. But I'll leave it to the ladies. Does it make a difference to you? And despite the fact that neither of you are going to vote for Ted Cruz anyway, let's take that out of the argument. Just in general, men and women in these circumstances, men who have power and control, are they attractive? Do they turn this around and somehow use it to have their way with women? Is there a norm here? And by the way, those of you who are not familiar with the story, National Enquirer is running with the story that Ted Cruz has had an affair with five different women. And I believe some of them, if not all of them, have been named. Is that right?
It seems like that, yeah.
Yeah.
There are names out there. I think I expect it from almost every politician that they're just, it goes hand in hand. They're just
so Bernie Sanders has had affairs with other women other than his wife.
Right. So I'm not surprised on either.
I don't know. I'm not made. Wait a minute. Before that hits the internet, I'm not suggesting Bernie Sanders has had affairs with anybody, but I'm suggesting that it starts that easily.
Right. And I totally just believed you, like you actually knew a fact.
No, so. I don't know. I don't know anything. But see? So that's how easy it is to start that? That's kind of like the same thing with the blogger who started, let's carry guns at the GOP convention. That started with one blogger, and look at where it's gone. So in this circumstance, in this day and age, when everybody's got the smartphones, and they've got Facebook, and they've got Twitter, and they've got Instagram and Pinterest, it goes like wildfire, those sorts of things.
If Ted Cruz really did have an affair with five other women beside his wife, I mean, Trump's done the same thing, except he just has married three out of the five. So
you know that? I didn't know that. Really? He's had affairs with women when he was married to other women?
Well, according to his first wife, yeah. And then he had an affair with Marla Maples, and then he actually married her.
Huh.
And then he cheated on Marla Maples, apparently. And then she had said something. I guess they're on decent terms now. But at the time, I mean, he's a womanizer, too. He tried to pick up my mom's friend when he was married to Marla Maples on Park Avenue and asked her out for a drink. And she was like, no thanks, Donald.
True.
But, I mean, that's honestly true. But, I don't know. They're all the same. I think you just have to ignore that.
Politicians or men?
Politicians. politicians, not all men. I am not a male basher by any means.
Thank you.
And I do believe that most men are good. Mm-hmm. I just think that the good ones tend to not want to be in politics. That's just sort of, you know, really? My own
guilt by association.
Uh-huh. Possibly, yeah. Guilt by occupation.
All right, so Kara, what do you think?
I'm basically along the same lines. I'm just kind of tired of all of this over and over again. I don't know if it's a power thing because they're in politics or if they're all just scumbags.
all politicians.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like, but you know what, it's not just all politicians, because one of the clips we played earlier was talking about, you know, Tiger Woods and how the same thing happened to him, and that the Inquisitor, or the Inquirer, whichever.
That's an interesting Freudian slip. The National Inquisitor.
But they broke both of those stories, and it's maybe it is a power thing. Guys in sports and politics, this seems to happen to all of them. I'm like, you know, if you really don't like your wife that much, then get a divorce.
Right,
and date someone else. It doesn't seem that difficult to me.
I could never be a cheater, and I've said this before. I could never do it because it's just exhausting. There's so much. It's just easier to be single and then do whatever you want. But the lying and the cheating and all the behind the scenes stuff. It's, I don't know. I'm too lazy to cheat. I couldn't handle it.
But is it different for men than for women?
Well, obviously,
or different.
Let me
put it the other way: is it different for women than men? Women who are in positions of power are often accused of putting men into positions where they are subjugated. Is that the right word? This is sort of how it is, whether it's in the real life reality situations of just people, men and women, because the state of matrimony or monogamy is unrealistic. That's what you'll hear some people say.
Right.
And so what's the real story? What's the important part of the story? That Ted Cruz had affairs? Does that change anybody's mind about whether to vote for him or not to vote for him? I don't know, because
I don't think it will change anyone's mind. And I think the interesting thing here, and I'm not just, you know, this is not, again, a male versus female thing, but it is an observation that should be noted. If Ted Cruz, everyone's sort of apathetic to all of this stuff, it doesn't affect me if Donald Trump cheats or if Ted Cruz cheats. But yet Hillary Clinton, who's not accused of cheating, is still being held up on a cross over her husband cheating on her. Right. So she still has to talk
what
about
what kind
that.
Of a woman would accept a man like that?
Right, but
spouse.
Where's Ted Cruz's wife? Where's, you know, and who knows what Donald Trump's been up to since he married Melania? Mm-hmm. I mean, there really is a double standard there.
Mm. But does it make a difference as to presidential timbre?
I think it does. Against Hillary. I think if you're a woman and you've had a husband cheat on you publicly, it seems to still be a backlash against her for standing by him.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting how that plays out, how people think those things.
I don't know. I mean, do you disagree as a man? Do you disagree?
Well, I'm not sure that everything boils down to how we all personally have connections to people. I happen to like Hillary Clinton as a person. Some people think she's horrible. Any encounter I've had with her personally, and that's been four or five times over the years, I found her to be likable. We've actually had a couple of good conversations that I enjoyed with her about her child and children in general. And so do I understand why she stays with Bill Clinton? Yeah. Do I think that I do it in my world? Probably not. But we're so judgmental about everything as the human condition continues to unfold, as we learn more about what it's like to be a human being. We are so judgmental. I come from a family of judges. My father was judgmental. My stepmother was outrageously judgmental about things in general, mostly women, some men, and people. I remember being judged by the sorts of people that I hung around with, and I didn't like it. And I think that, especially if you don't have the story, and if the story's right here, all right, so the National Enquirer has done what they are good at doing, digging up dirt. Do we have to dig up dirt on Ted Cruz? This is what's wrong with the political maelstrom in this country. It's about dirt rather than what really happens if Ted Cruz becomes the president or if Donald Trump becomes a president, or Hillary Clinton becomes a president, or Bernie Sanders, what difference does it make? And I ask that question because for me, it doesn't really, because there are reasons that are more important than that, and I don't mean that as a, that's not a slight, but there are so many things here that you can pick off of the trees, like low-hanging fruit, as it's just another way of telling what this person is really all about. That's what I think it is. Not, I'm not making, I guess I am by what I'm saying, making a judgment call here. These sorts of things are, as you both indicated, sort of part of being a politician or being a part of some men in power are like this. And so it's there. It's just one more thing to talk about, but is it the most important reason not to vote for Ted Cruz? For me, no, but for some women and some men, yes. So that's up to you. You decide why you like or you don't like this guy. This is just one of the many things, and I don't know if I'm looking at it because I'm sort of in touch with my feminine side, and I get and hear these sorts of things. It's very frustrating, frankly, to have this stuff get in the way, cloud what the real issues are. I don't hear Ted Cruz talking about food choice, which for me is a very important issue. I don't hear Donald Trump talking about it. I don't hear Hillary Clinton talking about it. I don't hear Bernie Sanders talking about it. And I guess why would be my question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, it is. 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school place. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to visit yesterday's television arena conversationally. Anyway, we'll start with the late night program hosted by Conan O'Brien. Here he jokes about a petition to allow the guns at the Republican convention.
This is a crazy story. I can't believe this. You've been following this. More than 47,000 people have signed a petition to allow guns at the Republican National Convention. Yeah, and every single one of them is a Democrat.
Actually, the number's at about 57,000 now, signing the petition. Okay, from there we go to the Steve Harvey daytime talk program. Here he jokes with an audience member who asked how to cut down on swearing.
I was raised not to swear. I don't, but when I get in the car, I tend to swear a lot. I have road rage. And recently, I went on a date with a boy, and I drove. And on the way there, I said the bomb multiple times. And at first, he thought it was funny, and then he didn't contact me afterwards. And I think that might be the problem. So I'm just wondering how I can recover from this.
No, you can't. It's over. No, it's cool. It's over. He's not calling you back. No. So here's the deal. You were raised not to cuss. It would be in your best interest to just not cuss. Find another way to do it in the car.
Like what, though? You know, like what kind of words could I say?
You're asking the wrong person for that. Because, see, you said you was raised not to cuss. My daddy didn't have that philosophy. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. She had that philosophy. My father didn't. I've been cussing since I was 4. I actually find it to be enjoyable at times. It's refreshing. It keeps me from having ulcers.
I can subscribe to that. All right. Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about how she doesn't like daylight savings time.
It is a crazy time. If you've been watching the election coverage, then you know it's America's farewell season, right? There are a lot of issues I care about, but if the next president wants my vote, here's what they can do. Stop daylight saving time. That's what I want. I'm glad you agree with me. It's been a week since daylight saving. I still can't get back to my routine. This morning I slept through my alarm. I could barely get myself dressed. I was putting on my pants like OJ trying gloves on. It's exhausting. Then at night I can't fall asleep, and sometimes when I can't sleep, I just like to redecorate. I don't know if anybody else does that. Last night I decided that the sofa would look better where the chairs were, so I exchanged the chairs where the sofa were, and then I thought it would be nice to divide the room with a long table in the middle. So I was dragging that across the room, and that's when the manager at the Starbucks said, "Get out."
I'm around someone who likes to do that sort of thing. Not necessarily in the middle of the night, however. Yeah. Wendy Williams on her daytime program answering an audience member's question on whether she ought to worry about her college son not dating.
My son goes to Fordham University. Mm-hmm. He's a great student, but he lives in our apartment in Manhattan with my husband, and he goes to his classes. He does great, but he does nothing after school. He doesn't go to any clubs. He has no social life, and I want him to enjoy the college experience.
I mean, living in the dorm is not necessarily the answer. When a person enjoys their own company and is into their studies, they can live in the dorm but always keep the door closed.
Right.
So, is he a freshman?
He's a freshman.
He's trying to find his sea legs.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's getting into the groove.
So I'm not being a bad mom letting him live in the apartment.
No, but he's missing out on a lot of fun. I don't know about you, but first night in college, the fun started. Everybody is not like us.
Okay.
So let him do his thing.
So, Victoria, did you live on campus when you went to school, or did you stay home?
I did a mix of both. I went to GW, so I was in a city, so I had a mix of my boyfriend's apartment and my dorm room. So it was depending on who my roommate was bringing home, that would dictate where I would sleep at night.
Is it the same boyfriend you have now?
No.
Ah, okay. 28 passed, F on that.
Sometimes you really just need to burn some bridges. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Way back in ancient times, there was a general who led his men a super far distance to the outskirts of a neighboring kingdom. Now, right when they were across from the kingdom, he had his army build a bridge to the other side. Once his army crossed the bridge, he turned around and set the bridge on fire. His men looked panicked because now, obviously, they had no way to escape if they got backed up. So he said to them, "This bridge is burned. There is no way back except to win this war." For the general, failure wasn't an option, which turned out great for him because his army eventually won the war. But think about your own life. What metaphorical bridges do you need to burn so that doubt can no longer stop you from achieving your dreams? It can be tough to pursue your dreams on your own, so for help setting fire to the bridges of doubt in your own life, visit drchristianconti.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stefan with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're here to talk about what's happening here, there, and everywhere. The city of Chicago, great city, great American city, except for one thing. There are more murders and shootings there than any other city in the United States. And in fact, it may be not that Chicago is the murder capital of the country. It may be the murder capital of the world. So how is it that people who live in Chicago, I think we have a couple of stages that ring Chicago. People who are there think about as the weather gets warmer, what happened last summer and the summer before that and the summer before that, the prospects of a bloody summer. City's police department is completely in chaos. There's no discipline. Everybody distrusts everybody else. 13-year-old boy who spoke in public, a public service video about his sadness that people keep on getting shot, people keep getting killed, was shot in the back and critically wounded. So there's a, it's nonsense. I mean, how do you have a city? I love Chicago. I think it's a great city, great American city. I love being there, but I wouldn't want to live there. And it has not to do with the weather. The weather in the winter and the summer is not exactly the best. Spring and fall, beautiful in Chicago. But how do you put up with? Maybe that's it. You know, and the political realities that we face today, I'm always suggesting that people rise up and protest and get the changes that you're seeking. In this circumstance, the mayor is obviously useless, Rahm Emanuel. The police commissioner and police chief are useless. Many of the people who wear badges and carry guns and are dressed as policemen are useless. So, not all of them. I'm sure many of them are frustrated because there is no management, but it sort of reminds me of what's going on in Baltimore. There are cities in chaos and crisis all across this country. And it happens at summertime. Really does, because there are a lot of people just having a good time. They enjoy the good weather. Things get out of hand. I mean, think about this. and I put these things together, I don't know what to do about guns. The responsibility of people who own guns, not anything different in my mind than owning a car. You have a responsibility to drive the car on your side of the road, to obey the traffic laws, stop at a red light, stop at the stop sign, look out for people who are around you, drive defensively, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The car is a dangerous tool in the hands of somebody who doesn't know how to drive. Many young people who get their license to drive at 16, 17 years of age are not like the children who grew up, let's say, in my era or even before that. The licenses to drive cars weren't required until 1924, you know. You could drive a car no matter what age you were when Henry Ford started making cars and they appeared on the roadway. You could just drive a car. You're 10 years old, drive the car if you knew how to drive the car. But today you have to have a license. That doesn't mean you know how to drive a car. Just the same as people who have a license for a gun. There are many people who have licenses for guns that don't know how to shoot a gun, really. They may have been trained, they took the NRA course, whatever, blah, 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 but they still don't know how to really use them. They're more often, I think, and this is not to stand on the side of the gun rights people, and it even bothers me that I want to say that sort of as an apology for people who don't agree with those of us who think that you ought to be able to have a gun like you ought to be able to have a car, but you also ought to know how to use it. And many people who have guns don't know how to use them. And many people who drive a car don't know how to drive them. I grew up on the farm. I know how to drive a tractor. I was driving a Ferguson tractor when I was 8, 9 years old. And I've been driving tractors, cars, trucks, buses, and everything else since then. But that's the way the tradition grew up. So you didn't really need to teach somebody how to drive a car. Today, nobody lives on the farm. Less than 2% of the population comes from agriculture, so they're not learning how to drive before they are sent off to the driver's school because the parents don't want to take the responsibility. They're either too damn lazy or they don't really care. I taught my two children how to drive on the farm. They were both driving tractors. My daughter used to drive the tractor. Brendan and I would be picking up the bales of hay in the field. Megan would be driving the tractor and reading a book at the same time when she was 9, 10, 11 years old. She'd be bored driving the tractor, so she'd be reading a book. But the reason I bring that up is because there were a lot of people, younger people, who learned how to use a gun on the farm the same way. They learned how to respect it like they learn how to respect a car and respect other people. You see, both of them go hand in hand. Driving a car requires that you respect others. Having a gun requires that you respect others. And frankly, that's not what's going on. I correlate, maybe I'm the only one who may do this, the murders, the shootings, the sorts of things. You know how, when they're volatile when they're mixed, road rage. How many times have you heard stories about people angry because they're cut off and they then run around and they cut the other person off, they get out of the car waving a gun? There's certainly been more than one incident where somebody who was outraged by the way they were handled on the highway by another driver got out of the car and shot the other driver. It's just a matter of respect. And I say to you that the problems with people and the way they drive and the problems with people and the way they shoot guns, it's the same thing for me. And it just shows a lack of respect, a lack of, and you can say, well, Doug, you're the guy who's always talking about you don't respect authority. I don't respect authority because it's abused. I respect authority, but I don't expect that we're going to be mistreated by those who are in authority. And in a way, the third rung on my thinking here is that those who live in Chicago or Baltimore who are allowing themselves to be mistreated by authority are the problem. It always goes back to you. Look in the mirror. The reason the country is such a mess is because of you. And the reason these sorts of things are happening is because of you. You don't stand up for what you believe in. And then people say, oh, what are we going to do? What can we do? Well, what's been done in the past? When there was enough of an outcry, things changed. So the people in Chicago need to smarten up and do something. And they need to shut the city down. If I were living in Chicago, I were on the air at one of the two big talk stations in Chicago, I'd be advocating shutting the city down. shut it down. Protests across the street, just every place you can, until things change. Because that's how you get change. Look at what happened with the marches in the 60s. That's how things changed. And the Vietnam with the marches in the 70s. So, anyway. Am I equating some of this stuff to that? Yeah, some of the things going on in the country now are that serious. I think the murder rate in this country is outrageous in comparison to other so-called civilized countries. How can it be civilized when this many people are just killed on the streets of Chicago? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are getting shot in Chicago. It's like going to a shooting gallery at the arcade, for God's sakes. So anyway, I guess I've done my... You'll get used to my rants, Victoria.
That was a good one. I agree with all of it. It was a good one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is what it is. It's just a shame that such a great city is this almost mortally wounded. Who wants to go to Chicago and be worried about that? I mean, it's the same kind of thing as the GOP convention. All right, so I've said enough. I'm going to go over and repeat myself. I said what I was thinking. So let us move into another zone. And I'm not going to go to the GOP convention thing because I think we've been there. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the FBI cracking the gunman's iPhone without the help of Apple. And actually, before we get to that, Dr. Jack Stockwell, the forbidden doctor, is going to join us with a couple of important points, things to consider medically, as that news is important today, 42 after the hour on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes, and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals. Even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion, a look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
All right, so here we are at 45 after the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us on Good Day. He is the forbidden doctor, and as such, he and his wife Mary have put together yet another Forbidden Doctor podcast this week, which he will briefly describe so that you will be intrigued enough to join the tens of thousands of people who in the last year have gotten on the bandwagon signing up for these podcasts. They cost nothing, and they give you so much information, certainly food for thought, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So what's going on this week?
Oh, excuse me.
The short naps are great, aren't they, Jack?
Yeah, something like that.
The latest podcast is on the Ageless Thyroid. We've created a whole new product, and the new product is Ageless Thyroid. And the podcast is Better Sex, Weight Loss, and Mental Clarity. And the coolest thing about this mental clarity was this patient who was diagnosed with severe pre-pancreatic cancer, and the family had about given up on him because of his severe dementia that had come over him. And this is just shocked us. We can't wait to get home to look into this further. But in 2 weeks, just 2 weeks of using these enzymes, his dementia has disappeared, and his precancerous condition in his pancreas has disappeared. There's no more abdominal pain. He's up moving around, and everybody's trying to find out what's happened to this man, right? Which is what we want to know. We want to find out as soon as we get home.
So Jack Stratton, he's in Las Vegas, as I said this week. The model and television host Janice Dickinson has revealed that she has breast cancer. And like so many other women, they get the diagnosis. It defines who they are or what they become. It underscores having to have regular checkups, that sort of thing. But I wonder, in this circumstance, she says that she has a pea-sized lump on her right breast. Your wife, Mary, had the same sort of thing. And she,
yeah, you leave it alone.
I thought she did something else. She took some sort of supplementation, no?
Well, she did. That is our podcast number one, melting breast lumps, and what she needed to do. It's exactly what this Janice Dickinson needs to do, mm-hmm. is a little bit of detox. But mostly, we have a wonderful protocol for this. People can have it for free if they'll just go to jackstockwell@gmail.com, jackstockwelloffice@gmail.com. We'll send them a free protocol on what to do here. It's just a DCIS ductocarcinoma in situ, and it's the size of a pea, and more often than not, these things disappear if you just leave them alone. But she needs to do a very strong protocol therapy involving a lot of iodine and a few other things to go along with this, and there's no reason why this woman can't have the same thing that happened to Mary. But a lot of people will use this to promote their bandwagon. Well, we've got to get in there. We've got to biopsy this, or we've got to take this out, or we've got to start this radiation, or we've got to start this chemo, which is utterly ridiculous. Chemo doesn't work on breast cancer anyway, for most types of breast cancer, certainly not DCIS.
So my former wife, as you'll remember, had breast cancer, stage 4. She lived with it for 21 years before succumbing to it because it spread around the rest of her body. But I often tried to get her to do things like do a complete detox. Sometimes easier said than done, because there's so much the contention here between standard medical procedure and alternative medical procedure. There's a radical difference, and they'll say, okay, we want evidence. Where's the evidence that what you're suggesting, Jack, works?
Well, there's plenty of evidence that what is going on works. It's just suppressed. It's suppressed by the FDA. It's suppressed by the NIH. But the anecdotal stories are in the thousands, and there's even good reports that are published in immunology and other kinds of peer-reviewed journals that talk about this kind of a thing. You just leave it alone. You just change the environment in which this little tiny itty-bitty tumor grew. You change the environment. That's what you tried to do with your wife. Mm-hmm. You change the environment. These things will go away. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, a year later, they are gone. Just leaving it alone, but changing the environment that allowed it to grow.
Right,
these kinds of things can, you know, the odds of developing invasive breast cancer obviously are possible if you let it go on long enough. If you keep doing what you've been doing, and these are usually diet dependent.
It's absolutely what we eat. Hi, donating a kidney for $50,000, would you do it?
No.
59% of people in a survey said they would donate their kidneys for $50,000. There are 100,000 people on the kidney transplant waiting list now. And last year, 63,000 patients died waiting for kidneys.
I wouldn't do it, but I have no problem with other people doing that. Sure. You can survive just fine on one kidney.
Yeah.
And a lot of people only have one kidney. They don't even know it until some reason the abdominal cavity is imaged for back pain or whatever else. Oh, you know, incidentally, you only got one kidney.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
More than just a radio program, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a little bit of this and some of that variety. This is a morning variety program on the radio. How do you like that? That's it. I like that description. I think I remember that. Write that down, somebody, will you? So I don't forget it. 53 after the hour is Tech Talk time on Good Day. And the big buzz today, the Apple and FBI saga continues, or does it really? There are a lot of people who are commenting. I'm looking at some of the things that have been written on the social media pages connected to us, Victoria. And it looks like, let's see here. Manfred writes, this all smells pretty bad. Less than 24 hours before the case suddenly... the government can unlock the phone without the help they insisted was the only option. If I were to guess, I would say they realized that they would lose and they'd never be able to try this again. So they withdrew so that they can try it again another day. If you have not heard the story, the FBI has been able to get at the Apple iPhone that was used by the murdering cur in San Bernardino. Here's a podcaster named Jerry Geiger with the latest on this and whether or not the FBI has done the right thing or not.
For those that have iDevices and iOS devices, you're probably a little happy as that this means Apple wasn't forced to break their whole security thing, but this does mean that there is a vulnerability within the security of Apple. There is a loophole. There is a way to get around it, and they didn't need Apple to break it, break their phone, break the security feature to get to it. So the question is now, will the federal government release how they cracked into the Apple phone? And that's probably not going to happen. I could completely see Apple filing the needed papers to try to force the government to do it, and the government's going to say, look, we classified it, you're not going to be able to get it, it's classified, figure it out on your own, basically. Because I could understand the federal government going, you're just going to patch it to where that doesn't work anymore, then we're going to be at square one again, we're not going to do it. But this does mean that it is completely possible to crack an iOS device and get to the viable data behind it using a tool that presumably the FBI rolled out on their own.
All right. So the bottom line here is there was much hoopla about this, and once again, the government doesn't tell you the truth. That's how I read this. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What else is there here?
You know, I mean, it's interesting. I follow Edward Snowden on Twitter, and he tweeted, "Remember when government officials used to lose their jobs for false testimony," stating that it was just over a month ago the FBI testified under oath that they didn't have the capability to crack the iPhone. So obviously they did, because no one solves a problem in a month like that.
Alex, one of our listeners, commenting, "I have a feeling they actually didn't get into the phone, but they don't want to battle Apple because they know Apple will win."
Well, that's interesting.
Sean writes, "They have always known how to crack it. I'll lay you bets that they only pushed for the lawsuit to see how far they could take it and see if they could get a permanent open door to all iPhones." Casey writes, "Honestly, the FBI knows the current judicial landscape was not favorable, wants to avoid a precedent, this would restrict their options in the future." Mike says, "Well, this is probably the worst case scenario for Apple. First, this shows their phones are not as secure as they would want you to believe. And since they made this into a huge PR issue, the whole world now knows that as well." Well, that's an interesting point of view. It's the first time I've seen that. Most everybody was on the side of Apple that I knew about. Here's a story from Parma, Ohio. A man facing felony charges after creating a Facebook parody account of the local police department. His name is Anthony Novak. He may have to face charges in court of disrupting public service, accused of creating a parody Facebook account that mimicked the Parma Police Department's official page. Huh? What's wrong with that? The
Unless
police...
was he making false claims of incidents?
No, I think he's just making fun of the police department and what a bunch of flatfoots they are.
I mean, isn't that a First Amendment right?
I would have thought so. That's what his lawyer says anyway. All right, what is Instageddon? What's going on here?
Instageddon. Well, this is my term for it. They're calling it the Instagram apocalypse as well. Instagram is changing their algorithms. So essentially, when you log on to Instagram, the feed won't be chronological anymore. It'll be based on how many likes and how much time you spend on individual accounts that you follow. And people are very worried that they're going to lose followers and that they're not going to have as many likes on their photos. But really, this only impacts, from everything I've read on tech stuff, this really only impacts companies and brands who rely on you liking their and spending time on their page. So now they want everyone to turn on their post notifications, which basically means you get a ding every 2 seconds for everyone you follow.
Ding, ding,
not
ding,
a
ding.
Great solution.
Can you just shut off the ding?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You don't need to turn the dings on. That's my message.
No dings here. 59F.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.